Hi, Adal. How was the show?
It was fascinating, actually. It was with Kat Alvarado, at the Kat Alvarado. She is a young woman that I did her podcast out of the blue. So I don't know her very well, but she's super nice, enormously smart.
She seemed very nice.
And just a young woman, probably 24, and she has a podcast called, like, Villains of History. I've guessed her age, by the way. Anyway, she could be 12. She could be...
Do not.
Period. Anyway, but so her dorkdom, Latin American dictators.
Oh.
For she is of Nicaraguan ancestry.
Okay.
I did not reveal to her that I used to say Nicaragua.
Probably for the best.
I think so. Though I did weed off. We talked a little bit about Castro and Chile and... She had a lot of information.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating. And she told me a great story about the Dominican Republic that Danielle, that she told me about the Dominican Republic. And then she mentioned Danielle Perez, who I've been trying to get on the podcast for a decade or whatever, who is Dominican.
Oh, okay.
And had a great story about her uncle leaving the Dominican Republic.
Kat Alvarado had a story about.
About Danielle Perez's story about the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It went back and it went back and it went back.
I thought it's like, for some reason, in her research, she'd come up with a story about Danielle Perez's uncle.
Oh, right.
Which would have been...
That would have been crazy. This does have the last 5 minutes of the show has a game mechanic interaction. She went to a leadership convention.
Okay.
And they played a game.
Okay.
And it's called Metaphor, M-E-T-A, hyphen, four.
Okay.
And it's an exercise. And every 30 people, everyone's given a different colored chip.
Okay.
With your poker chip, red, blue, white.
Got it.
If you have all three of them, you can go to the dude, trade them in for a domino.
Okay.
If you have a domino, you are safe.
Okay.
Now, go amongst yourself and trade chips and make and get... The three you need.
Why would anybody trade chips?
Well, because we are raised in a capitalist society, and you think you got to trick people into stuff. Instead of putting all of the chips in the middle of the table, setting up an assignment, someone to put all three chips together, hand it to someone, and have them go get a domino and be safe. It took them six rounds.
Everybody just gets one chip.
Right.
So only one third of the people are going to be safe.
Because
you'd have to turn in three chips.
Right. They must have gotten three chips, but all the same color or something like that.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes perfect sense then.
Right. So, but it took them six rounds to figure out that if they put all the chips on the table and somebody assembled three chips of each.
Then they could all be safe.
They could all be safe. Like a third of the people lived the first round. Less lived the second round. It took them forever to figure out that they needed to work together.
Wow.
And
now that's some people that need a leadership conference.
Right. And a team building exercise. And that's what that was. So, but it was fascinating stories of dirtbags all over Latin America.
Okay.
So it was a fascinating, and then Nathaniel Bedford Forrest came up. He was a colonel or a general in the Civil War for the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading some Civil War fiction about him when I was a kid, and he was a disaster. He was in the Confederate Army, but he was also a raider and a looter and a pillager for his own gain, and he was the first Grand Wizard of the Klan.
Oh.
But we find out around minute 35 or so that in the last whatever number of his years, he found the Lord and realized that the races should be friends.
Oh.
And so started speaking against racism.
So had an epiphany.
Yeah, had a little bit of an epiphany. And everyone, except for, of course, the races involved, were very angry with him. And except for the good people from the get-go, right?
Right.
All of his evil friends were like, what happened? And he was like, well, I think that I've been wrong. And you're like, well, you were wrong for 50 years, you creep.
Right.
And then...
Good luck making up for that.
Right. But I suppose better to start than to never start.
Right. Interesting.
I learned many things. And
well, that's
I also,
what we love this show for.
Yeah.
Is that we learn things.
Mm-hmm. And I talked a little too much. If I would have talked a little bit less, I might have learned a little bit more.
Are you still talking?
I'm still. She was great. People should listen.